Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You'll hear people say, well, yeah, but now that was the 12. That was the apostles of the Lamb. He gave them that power, and they had that power. And you'll hear some theologians say, but you know, that was just for that era and that time to help establish the gospel and then in the book of Acts. But when the last apostle died, all that ceased because he gave them the power. Well, what about the 70? I said, what about the 70? Skip to the very next chapter. Chapter 10. After these things, in chapter 9, the Lord appointed other 70 also. So we're up to how many now? 82. When the last of the 12 apostles. Well, no. What about these? 70. And he sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whether he himself would come. And verse 9, he told them this. Heal the sick that are therein. Verse 9. 10:9. And say to them, the kingdom of God is come near to you. Hallelujah. It's the same thing he told the 12. So now we got 82 of these going around, authorized and empowered to eject every evil spirit and to run off every disease. Authorized and empowered. And let's look at the effect in verse 17. Verse 17, the 70 returned again with joy. Why? Because the righteous are in authority. The wicked are not bearing rule. The righteous are exercising authority. They said, Lord, even the devils, the demons, are subject to us through your name. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Are they rejoicing?
Yes.
Do they have joy?
Yes.
Why do a lot of Christians not have joy? Because they are being oppressed. And they believe they are victims. And they believe they are helpless to do anything about it. And many of them have been convinced somehow or another all this is God. And God's in control, and if He would, He could do something about it, but we have no control. We can't do anything about it. These are lies. I said, these are lies. They're taught supposedly honoring God and talking about how big He is, but it's contrary to Scriptures. God is not controlling everything for us. Some things He has put in our power and in our control. And if we don't use what He gave us, we will do without, we will be defeated, and it won't be because it was His will. It won't be because we were waiting on Him to do something if He would. It's because He told us to do something.
Amen.
And we didn't do it.
Right.
Say it out loud. He gave them,
authority.
He gave them,
power.
Was it just for the 12?
No.
What about the 70? I said, what about the 70? What about them? We don't even know who their names were.
No.
Right? And yet here they're going around to all these places and towns proclaiming the good news. And if the enemy tries to act up, they shut him down and send him packing. If there's diseases and problems, they command them to leave. They command them to go, and they obey them. And they were elated. They came back and they said, Master, this is not the 12. These are the other 70.
Yes.
They said, Lord, Even the demons, we tell them to shut up and get out, and they do it. Amen. We told them in your name, and they did it. Hallelujah. Made them happy. Hallelujah. I said, made them happy. Why? Because every situation they came into, the devil is no longer running the show. The devil can no longer continue to oppress. Because the righteous are in authority. And it made the people rejoice. Why? Because people are getting free. People are getting healed. Of course you'd rejoice. Why are they rejoicing? Because the righteous are in authority now. Not the evil. Satan has a God complex. He imagines himself God. It is laughable. But he really does. He's serious about it. He thinks this planet is his. He probably wants more than the planet. It's true. It's obvious. He wanted the throne. He said, I will exalt my throne. I'll be like the Most High. What's he doing? He learned the faith principle. You believe it in your heart. You say it with your mouth. You release power. He learned that watching God. And he tried to use it against the one he learned it from. Not smart. He did. He released all of his inner being in saying, I will exalt my throne above. I will be like the Most High. And when he got through spouting off, God said, you will be brought down to hell.
That's right.
And the devil's words ran smack dab into the Almighty's words, and his words crumbled and fell. And what God said is what is and what will be. But he is evil. And he seeks to control and dominate everywhere and everything that does not prevent him from doing so. He is called the God of this world right now. He does it through spiritual influences, and he does it through people who are yielding to these influences. It is the source of evil all around the world. It is for a limited time. It's a limited time. Soon and very soon. Have you read the back of the book?
Yes.
It said an angel. An angel. That's one. An angel, he said, is coming down. He's going to grab a hold of the old serpent, the dragon. And he's going to chain him. All it's going to take is one of God's angels. And he's going to throw him into the pit and shut the door where he can't do a thing about it for 1,000 years.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
He ain't as bad as he cracks himself up to be.
Amen.
He may seem like it with ignorant human beings, but he is no equal opposite with God. He's a created being who's fallen from his place, who tried to rebel against God. But Jesus, let me back up a little bit. Man lost his authority through Adam. Adam and Eve yielded to the enemy, yielded to the temptation. And when Jesus came on the scene in the temptation in the wilderness, you remember the enemy showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Remember what the devil told him? All of these are given to me. Well, now, there has to be some truth to that, or it wouldn't have been a temptation.
Right.
Jesus would have known that it wasn't true and it wasn't a temptation. The Bible calls all those things that happened temptations. Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. It is written all these kingdoms will have become the kingdoms of our Lord. And the enemy is trying to offer him a shortcut. You don't need to go to the cross. You don't need to do all that. Just bow down and bingo, you got it now. Easy. So how did the enemy get it? Man gave it to him. Oh, but since man lost it, man could get it back. And the man, Christ Jesus, came, hallelujah. And while he was on the earth, did he walk in authority? Come on, did he walk in authority? Did the devil rule over him and dominate him? No, he spoke to the wind. He spoke to the waves. He spoke to the dead. He commanded spirits and they obeyed. He commanded fever and disease to leave and it obeyed. Is that right? He's walking in power. He's walking in authority. And those closest around him, the 12 and then the 70, he said, I want you to go out and do exactly what I've been doing. I am personally authorizing you and I am empowering you. Now you go do what I've been doing. Is it true? Is it true? And 82 of them, we have at least, it could have been more for all we know, but at least 82 were doing this. The enemy wasn't ruling over them or in the situations where they were going. They were exercising authority and the power was backing it up. And yokes were being destroyed and burdens were being removed and people were rejoicing. I said they were rejoicing. Oh, somebody say rejoicing.
Rejoicing.
In Acts, the 8th chapter, after the cross, after the resurrection. Is the book of Acts, is that talking about the church that you and I are part of? Are we part of the same church as the book of Acts? Acts 8 and 5. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. He preached the good news about the good things, about the good Lord. And the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed, and there was great joy in the city, in that city.
Amen.
People say, well, that was just the 12, Brother Keith. Philip's not one of the 12. He's not one of the 70. Oh, well, and Philip. There's a problem with this theology, problem with this doctrine about it only being the 12. Philip was a waiter. He helped with the Meals on Wheels program. He did. He helped them get their soup and sandwiches there hot. That's what he did. Until, because he was faithful, God promoted him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.